to number six, public forum. If any member of the public wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda, now is the time to do so. And how many speaker cards do we have?
Just two
speaker cards. Eric Greenlee and Bill
Greening
and Bill Bohut. You'll have to correct my pronunciation when you come up. Good morning, Mr. Greening.
Good morning. I am Eric Greening from Atascadero. Happy First Flush Day. We're all delighted to see the sky leaking, but it is very visible on our streets right now that oil that has been dripping over the last 7 months or so from the undersides of vehicles is finding its way into gutters, into drains, into creeks, wherever it goes. In many areas, there doesn't seem to be any effective filtration system. Of course, a lot of this is old infrastructure that's just been there. There have been no approvals recently where this sort of thing would get any attention. But it's always very dramatic, the first significant storm of the year. It is visible. I'm amazed the fish are still swimming in those creeks. I'm wondering if it might not make sense to have a comprehensive agenda item on first flush, specifically related to areas where it is old infrastructure and no one has paid any attention to it for a while, because this is a serious issue. It happens predictably every year. Couple of other things going on in our county. Welcome to San Luis Obispo County for those of you who aren't here. Our county has some serious budget issues like all local government does. It may be looking, one of the things that's on the table for possible cutbacks is testing of water, particularly in the ocean. They don't always follow it upstream to see where the problems are going on. But ongoing environmental health water quality monitoring may be on the chopping block. We actually match some state funds, but you may want to look into seeing if those efforts are going to be sustained, encouraging those efforts to be sustained. Recently, a very minimal viewshed protection was approved for the Cayucas area. In one way, it's no change because there hasn't been any in the past. However, in some ways, there is a change. Certain hilltop developments will get a lesser level of review and public scrutiny than they did. This could have implications relative to sedimentation in an extremely unstable area if driveways are going up these hills. So you may want to look into that. And the final thing I will say is our county is in the process of updating its conservation element for the first time in 32 years. If you're not actively engaged with the process, you may want to ask to be. Your contact person would be James Caruso in our county planning department to be sure that our policies fully integrate with state policies and requirements. His e-address would be jcaruso@co.slo.ca.us. And thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Bill Bohut? And how do you pronounce your last name?
That is Bookout. Bill
okay.
Bookout. Hi, I'm Bill Bookout. I'm from Oceano. I own Oceano Nursery down there at Highway 1 and Paso Robles Street, which I'm currently closing down due to numerous floods on my nursery. I'm in the process of taking legal action against the parties responsible for the flooding of my nursery, and they are numerous. Unfortunately, I am having to do a lot of the discovery, and I'm up here to the Regional Water Quality Control Board to continue that discovery. Each of you should have been received a packet like this, which I dropped off, was stamped in yesterday. And in this packet, you're going to find a lot of information, which I'll go over in a second, some of it, regarding contamination in Oceano drainage, how water has been diverted to a storage retention pond, which allows the county of San Luis Obispo and the state of California to also utilize this storage retention pond. In this packet, you're going to find a letter, talking about well contamination in Oceano. One of the wells tested last year is severely over the limits. This contamination, it's my belief, can be completely attributed to that well, to the storm drainage runoff, and then the chemicals and the pesticides that are mentioned in the documents here potentially coming out of the POVE property, Pismo Oceano Vegetable Exchange. You'll also read in the front part of my letter here to you, and I started off saying, what happened to the Pismo clams? It's not an act of God, you know, it's man-made. Oceano Community's natural drainage outlet for Highway 1, 13th, Paso Robles Street was built over after building permits were issued by the County of San Luis Obispo. Then the county and state's stormwater runoff was diverted 2 feet uphill to a produce percolation pond created for vegetable wash, wastewater, and sludge. When this pond overflows, it goes directly into farm fields, directly into the Oceano Lagoon, which we all know has contamination. And then when that lagoon overflows, it goes directly into the ocean. We wonder why we're having health advisories in the ocean. This is a direct link to those health advisories. In the discovery that I'm trying to do, my court date is in March of this year, coming year, and it's important that I'm able to obtain the information needed for trial. I've requested, did the Regional Water Quality Control Board ever receive or find an application from the Pismo Oceano Vegetable Exchange, as noted in a letter dated March 27, 1985, from the Oceano San Luis Obispo, or from the County of San Luis Obispo, Department of Public Health, to Pismo Oceano Vegetable Exchange. In here, you're going to find many letters regarding how this drainage came about. You're going to find county building permits. The county never should have issued building permits for the community's drainage outlet. My time's almost up. Please read the letters. You'll read contamination letters. You'll read OCSD letters saying where they're running their water. It's pretty much all here. You're going to read some Caltrans letters. And the Caltrans letters say that John Ghani of the Regional Water Quality Control Board was involved in this in 1985. There's no reason why the Regional Water Quality Control Board cannot find the evidence that I've asked for. And I ask for your help. I also ask that this be agendized at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Mr. Briggs, any comments?
Well, the letter that Bill mentions hasn't made it to you yet, but
right.
We'll make sure you get a copy of it. I haven't seen it myself yet. And as far as discovery, we typically make the files available by appointment, and then it's up to the parties to go through and either make copies themselves or have a bonded copy or service do that.
Sir, are you having trouble getting records? I just want to make sure I understood your...
Yes, I am. I've made specific written requests
to
the Regional Water Quality Control
okay.
Board. They have provided me some documents, but now they say that they're missing documents. And I don't find that acceptable under the public records requests that I should not be entitled to documents. And their excuse that they're missing documents is not excusable.
I mean, do you think they're hiding them?
No, I'm not saying. They just must be misplaced.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that the Regional Water Quality Control Board can assist them in finding these documents. And, you know, it's not just this. It's if the Regional Water Quality Control Board has looked at this in 1985, there's a clear record of a history with this drainage problem. The Regional Water Quality Control Board is aware how this water overflows.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah.
aware that it goes to the ocean.
Does the county have any records?
The County of San Luis Obispo has records. The county's attorney, Clay Hall, also has put a stop in me attempting to get some records. I've been doing public records requests. He sent me a letter saying, well, you're going to have to go through a different path to go through get records. I don't find that acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Is the county one of the parties?
They're one of the parties I'm having to take legal action against. But you'll read in here several county letters that I found in the county road file. You'll read in here several things I've discovered that implement the county entirely in the drainage and allowing the building permits of POVI.
Okay, thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
So perhaps staff can review what was submitted yesterday and perhaps then in the EO report. Hold on one second, Sorrell. We could just have an update, like a status report.
Yeah, and I made a note to make sure you get a copy of his letter.
Okay,
well.
That'd be great. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to add very quickly that the letters that Mr. Bookout has submitted are from 1985, mm-hmm. and in response to those very same issues, your board did adopt waste discharge requirements in 1986. After about a decade of inspection and monitoring of this site, we found that there really wasn't a potential threat to water quality from the discharge associated with Pismo Oceano Vegetable Exchange to the percolation pond that Mr. Bookout's referring to. So in the mid to late 90s, your board rescinded the waste discharge requirements. When we moved into this building, a lot of the older records were rescinded. Requirements were sent to Sacramento and archived, and we have only been able to locate very few records on this site because of that, because it was rescinded and it was not considered to be a potential threat to water quality, and we've provided Mr. Bookout the records that Sacramento Archive sent to us.
So. Okay. Thank you. No, not at this time. What we're going to do is at our next board meeting, Mr. Briggs will have had staff review your letter and comment on it, and the board will get a copy of what you submitted yesterday. Today is just insufficient time in the agenda to get into a whole debate and discussion about this, but we'll have more time at the next board meeting to do so. And staff needs to take a look at what you submitted and comment on it, and then we can read what staff says, and then you'll have additional time to go ahead and argue and tell us what you want to tell us.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda? Okay. Public comment is closed.